Organizers gave a countdown just before instructing the crowd to shine their flashlights and camera flashes at the Kodak Tower and then told them when to stop. It was for RIT's Big Shot, a special photo art project now in its 32nd year. The idea is to get a whole bunch of RIT students, staff, and community volunteers to shine their lights on various buildings and locales around the world to create a dramatic nighttime image. A name synonymous with the birth of photography seemed appropriate for this year's photo to people like Michael Perez, an RIT professor who helps put this event together.
The themes for this year's picture are celebrating photography, celebrating Rochester, celebrating what George Eastman did to photography, taking a wet process and making it a dry process, which enabled the masses of this country and certainly the world to become, made it accessible.
Among those looking on was Tom Emerson, a Kodak retiree who spent 40 years with the company.
I still have yellow blood in me. I guess anybody that spends that much time has yellow blood, and I think that's something we all should have, and I couldn't stay away.
Emerson says even though Kodak has gone through a lot of changes, he thinks George Eastman would be proud that people turned out for the Big Shot event. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.